The following lecture, titled Divine Help to Establish Unity, was recorded Sunday, November the 16th, 1997, at the Northwest Activity Center in Detroit, Michigan. The lecturer is Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, and now Imam Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum. Praise be to Allah, the Lord, sustainer of all the worlds. We witness that he's one and needs nothing from any of his creations, but everything of his creations must depend upon him, is sustained, is supported and sustained by him, the Lord God, creator of the heavens and the earth. And we witness that the message of Islam came to the world through Muhammad, the last prophet, the servant and messenger of God, who is called by God in the revelation in the Quran, the book of the Muslims, a mercy to all the worlds. We witness that he is God's servant and his messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon him. We have a topic or subject today, divine help. Divine help to establish community. I would like to begin by first sharing with you who don't know and reminding you who do of the societies on this earth that have been helped by God. They received divine help from God. The mic's a little sensitive here. They received divine help from God to establish community life. And they are known today for that, and they do not hide that from anybody. The Jews, as we call them, they received divine help to establish their community life. Many prophets came to them to help them establish their lives. But one of those prophets that they identify as, quote, the greatest of their prophets, is Moses, Musa, in the language of our holy book, Musa. Musa, or Moses, came to give to them or lead them to community establishment. Community establishment. And this prophet, Moses, peace be upon the prophets, he's seen also as a liberator. That's one of his titles in the Jewish community, a liberator. He helped them to see their way out of bondage, out of subjection, slavery, subordination to another people that they say was against them having the life that God wanted them to have. Called the Egyptians under a cruel leader, one of their pharaohs, Ramses. So these people, we call the Jewish people, They're well known for the help that they receive to establish themselves after bondage or after slavery in Egypt. That help that they received through Moses, it was divine help, came from God to them through Moses. We won't go to any length to describe or to share with you the actual things that occurred to bring them to have a community life after they were subjects of a cruel Pharaoh and oppressive Egypt, according to, well, I would say both scriptures, their scriptures and also Quran, our Muslims, Muslim scripture, scripture to Muslim. But we will say a few things that I think are very important. Moses is seen in the Bible organizing the leaders so that they would be able to function as a society under law, under divine law. We read in the Bible, or what is called the Old Testament, we read where Moses organized the professional class of people, the skilled people, the educated people, the skilled people, even the musicians. He organized all of them. He called them all together to organize them so that they would have organization, government, a system of government. So that's enough said there to establish that the Jews were given divine help so that they could have established community life. The Christians of Europe and America and now the world, they also were given divine help to establish community life. Their movement we call the Protestant movement that Martin Luther headed up. It was taken up by the pilgrims who came from oppression. They too were oppressed. They too were subjected. They too were denied religious freedom. By the Church of England, the great church that dominated Europe. And they were led by Martin Luther, a great figure in religion, to come out of that subjection to that church and form what we now know to be the Protestant faith. Those pilgrims who came to this, to these shores, the new land, the new world, they were the first to come here. They came here so that they could establish their lives, so that they would have freedom of religion in a new land where the church could not deny them, the old church, Church of England, could not deny them their rights. They call that new opportunity, that new chance to establish their life, the new destiny. This is in American history, exactly as I'm giving it to you, the new destiny. They called it the new destiny. So we have an Old Testament, the Jews, and we have a New Testament, the Christians. We have an old destiny, the Jews, and a new destiny, the Christians in America. The Christians in America. So Christians too receive divine help to establish community life. Divine help. They studied what was revealed in the Old Testament and what had come to be the New Testament. And they saw in all of that a direction that they believed God was giving them for a new society on this earth. A society more beautiful, a society more helpful to human beings than the societies of the past, than even old Jerusalem. That's the language they use for the old destiny, old Jerusalem. So for their new Jerusalem, they labored, they sacrificed their lives, they struggled, they sacrificed their children, their wealth. Great sacrifice was made so that they could have the new destiny, the new Jerusalem. So we're living in this society now. We're living in this society. And we're enjoying what we call freedom, American freedom, or American democracy. We're enjoying this in this land, and we may tend to credit government with this and not see the religious role in all of this. The founding fathers of this great concept, this great society we call the American society, American democracy, the founding fathers were religious people. They were Christians. Some of them were read in the Quran. They were knowledgeable of our holy book, the Quran. And it's documented. This is not guesswork I'm giving you. This is documented. This is history. In fact, the leader among them was read in the Quran. Yes. Thomas Jefferson. He didn't only acknowledge it while he lived, he made a point of putting it into print and into history that he read the Bible and the Jewish scriptures, and he also read the Quran. And he also said, which is documented, and I have documents at home, he also said that he hoped that this land would also attract Muslims, so that Muslims would come here too, to this land. Why would the great designer, architect of the Constitution of these United States, at least he set the framework for it, why would he, with his colleagues, desire Muslims, that Muslims one day join Christians and live with Christians here in this country? Because he saw the similarity for Christianity and Islam in terms of the vision for man in society and a just order. He saw that both these religions were saying the same thing. And he wanted help in this country for the Christians from a people who shared the great vision, Muslims. This is documented. Divine help has made America great. It is divine help that has made America great. When this country now goes too much to the secular extremes, away from faith in God and respect for religious values, in time, the people are disturbed by it. They become very uncomfortable, and they soon have leaders to lead them to put pressure on the government to bring the balance back. We're living in that kind of time right now. That's the time we're living in right now. When the religious people that respect the values, the old established traditional values, began to ask their leaders, and their leaders respond to them, to do something about this terrible condition in our lives. We have too much secularism and no respect for faith. They respond to that demand on them, and they put pressure on our government to bring the healthy balance back. We are living now in a society that owes its strength and its longevity not to politics but to religion. Praise be to Allah who Akbar. Allah is greater. God is greater, the greatest. Yes, and His word is greater. His word is the greatest. And we look at these great accomplishments of these nations, and we marvel and we admire men and forget that they couldn't have accomplished this without God. And if they turn away from God, they will lose it.
Right.
Yes. Divine help to establish community. Societies that receive divine help. I just pointed to two that we can readily recognize in history. The Jewish movement, the Jewish people struggle for freedom, and the Protestants struggle for freedom. And the church, old Church of England, made a mistake. Yes, it made a mistake. It was formed after centuries of debate, not 100 years, but after centuries of debate. It was finally established what Christianity is. But all during all that time, they couldn't establish what Christianity is. When they finally established it, what did we have? We had Catholicism. The Gnostics, Christians, called Gnostics. Gnostics come from the word gnos. Gnos is the same as psyche and maybe soul, psyche. So the Gnostics were given that name because they believed that the power of man to achieve was in his psyche. And if you didn't have powerful psyche, or noticeable, outstanding psyche, spiritual evolvement, spiritual elevation, mysterious powers, if you didn't show any sign that you had that distinction, you were not one in the leadership of that order. The Gnostic order. There's a lot I would like to tell you today about this, but this is not the subject. It's not on the subject. It'll be another subject. Yes. So these people made a big mistake. They were innocent. They thought they were right. They thought that the message of the gospel, or the Injil, we know the proper name for Muslims, the name of the gospel that Jesus brought, it's called Injil. Injil. We know that the direction that God gave them through Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, they missed it. So I wonder if Muslim scholars will ever pick up this interest and study what is revealed in the Quran regarding this big happening in history. You think the Quran left out that? You think Allah revealed something to Muhammad and left out this big issue? No, he did not. This issue is addressed in the Quran. And the Christians are called the Dalin. The Dalin. Quranic Arabic term meaning that they missed the mark. They missed what they were after. They were after going, they were after reaching something, and they missed it. Dalla means to miss something. Like if I want to pitch my pen to this brother here wearing this beautiful headpiece, like a hat, Fez Morocco. The Moors and Fez Morocco. I know you wouldn't wear that cap without some knowledge of that. Yes, great history of Africans on the continent of Africa. Yes. Yes, if I would pitch my pen to him, and it would go over there somewhere, some guy, get my age, that's what the ball does. When I throw, try to throw it to my son, I used to throw straight. But I haven't been practicing, so I throw something and throw it. He has to try to run over and catch it, you know. So if I would do it, I would miss what I aim for. I'm aiming to pitch it to his hand, and it hits over there in the seat. I miss what I was aiming for. That's called Dalla. That's called Dalla. Dalla, you see? So Dalin is the name for many who missed. They're called the Dalin. Many Gnostics who are after the trying to see the aim in Christianity. They missed it. And they thought that they were to have a theocracy. A theocracy. And that the only the ones that they thought had divine spark, this great psyche, would be accepted in that leadership. So this is the beginning of the Dalin. You see? This is the beginning of the Dalin, the Gnostic order. It has a great, great place in Islam. The revelation regarding this order has a great place in Islam. I've said something regarding it in talks I've given in the past. One day, inshallah, I'll address it head on one day. Okay. Inshallah, I said. Yes, so we know societies receive divine help. Those societies receive divine help but misinterpret it. Now, when you read of the mission that Allah gave, God Almighty gave, the Prophet Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when you read of it, you see that his order of responsible helpers is called just that, helpers. Jesus said, who will be helpers in the Quran? Jesus said, who will be helpers with me? And some of the people that he had attracted to himself, they were convinced that he was a man of God. They responded. They say, we are your helpers for God, for God's sake. We are your helpers for God's sake. We are your helpers in the path that will take us to God. We are your helpers. We will join you in this struggle that you have taken up, that we hope will lead us to God. Lead us to God? What do you mean, lead us to God? Oh, so that's why they went off. They thought that it was a path literally to God, literally. So the Gnostics went up in the sky, went up in heaven to find God, and lost the mark, missed the mark, Dalla. That's what happened. But God let there be inspired among them in time, under great suffering. God always comes to people. He won't let us suffer too much. We will never suffer beyond our capacity to endure it. And that's what Allah says. He does not cause any soul to suffer beyond its capacity to endure it. Yes. So that means the Christians too. Aren't they souls too? He said any soul. So Allah let there come to the Christian community that was oppressed, subjected, persecuted, cruelly treated, because they wanted what they thought was the better understanding in Christianity, yes, the Protestant under Martin Luther. So God knew that man was there, so he gave him helpers from his angels. And from men, he gave him helpers so that he would have help from God, divine help, to see his way out of the darkness of that church that they were under, to come into the light of freedom. Not so much the light of the whole light of revelation. This is just one particular movement. This is not a movement of the whole religion. This is a movement of people who want freedom. This is a freedom movement we're talking about. What am I saying now, or what am I alluding to now? I don't think the Protestants have the best understanding of Christianity, but they most certainly had the best understanding of freedom. Freedom of religion. They certainly had the best understanding of freedom of religion. And that's why the old church has had to accept that understanding from the Protestants. Now both Protestant and Catholics accept that we should have religious freedom. Help, divine help to communities. Most of us understand religion as help from God to our souls. Yes, sir. God giving us help for our souls. The help is coming to my soul from God. We understand this help that's coming to God as help for my personal life, help for my individual life. And as much as I am free as a person to rule in my own house or to have my way in my own family, then I should have this help from God in my family. So we see it to the person and we see it to the family. But when we go outdoors in the public, we don't see it that way. And this is the way the great deceiver planned for the world to see it. That God is a personal God. That is to reduce the effect of the great religion to the effect of idolatry, to the effect of idol worship. Where the nations that advocated or gave complete freedom to people to have idol worship allowed them to have it as a personal religion. So there were the national deities for the government that all of them were to recognize. But if anybody was displeased or didn't like a particular governmental deity or national god, I'm G-O-D now, not protector, the G-O-D, or national divine figure, they could have their household god. They could have their household deity that they loved best, a thought that was dearest to them and responsible for their life. They could have that deity. The government wouldn't forbid that. As long as it was personal. They couldn't impose their deity upon the state. Their personal deity couldn't be imposed upon the state. The state decided what deities the public would have as official deities of the state.
Yes, sir.
But you were not obligated to, they wouldn't punish you if you didn't worship Zeus, as long as you worshiped up Duke or whoever you chose to. And you made it your personal business and not the state business, you could do it. So the great deceiver, the Satan himself, he has interfered with the communication of truth to the people. And he has brought even the modern world to see religion as a personal matter. It is a personal matter. It is firstly a personal matter. But that's not where it's to stop. God intends that the mankind, the whole population of the world, come back to him where everything started. Adam, the first man, started because of God creating him.
Right.
And in time, God wants all men, all the children of Adam, have to come back to God.
Right.
Under God.
That's
right. So that's bigger than a personal matter. That's a matter for mankind.
Right.
That's a matter for the nations. So we've been cheated,
right.
The religious people of the world. We've been cheated. And Satan has influenced our societies and our leaders and have blinded them, caused them to miss the mark. And they have shortchanged us.
Right.
They have given us religious freedom that is not religious freedom at all. It's religious slavery. When religious freedom really comes, then the government is going to respect religion as a bigger matter than politics. And I'm a witness here today with you on this earth, not just in this little place. I'm a witness here with you today on this earth that today is the time of religion. Today is the time of the great triumph, the great victory of the light that God gives, the word that God gives over the light of the world and over the language of the world and over the ideologies of the world. The great message of religion is here and now is going to be seen victorious.
Right.
Communism went its way, and it claimed or bragged that it was going to give man the ideal society. The ideal society. Democracy in America went its way, and it claimed that it was going to give man the ideal society, the great society. The secular world continued to grow. America's values went down. America almost lost its life. Just a decade or so behind us, America was in so much moral trouble, so much spiritual trouble, and we didn't see any hope in the leadership.
Right.
Almost lost its life. Russia collapsed. Communist world collapsed. And now, this is the day of religion.
Right.
The day of religion is here.
Right.
That's God's way.
Yes.
When, not that these nations are Satan, but Satan influenced these nations.
Yes.
I'm not saying the communist world was a Satan. No, I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that democracy gone astray from the values of religion and the way of God is a Satan. No, I'm not saying that. Those are straying children. But their direction that they took was influenced by the Satan, the great Satan. Yes. And now he has failed. Satan has failed. Allahu Akbar. God is greater. Now, don't think that Satan is like us. When we have a big loss like that, we give it up. Idolatry had its day. It failed the hope of mankind. Yes? The worship of the one God over heavens and earth, who's not material or can't be an idol in our hands, succeeded. And all the people of the world came under the rule of the Word of God.
Listen.
Whether you know it or not, I don't have enough time to explain all this to you to your complete satisfaction, because you are some of you are doubting Thomases. You rather disbelieve than to believe. So you know the doctor can't help somebody that don't want medicine. So I can't stay here with you until you see the light.